Welcome and good afternoon. It is afternoon, right? I'm not usually on in the afternoon.
Somewhere.
So is it somewhere in the afternoon? Somewhere.
We've been
it's right here.
It's afternoon somewhere.
2.5 hours.
Right.
Would better be afternoon.
Although, and we welcome Steve and Henry and Dave from Blackhawk here to Bob FM. Although sometimes, Henry, in past conversations, we don't know if it's night or day. And I don't, you know,
give a dang either. That's
right.
The beauty of being.
That's right. That's right.
In the band.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you guys here. Thank you so much. Of course, they're in town for their annual trek to the Medina Entertainment Center. And somebody, we were talking how many years you guys have been coming to the Medina. And I think somebody texted me it was either 2000 or 2001. And I don't know if you were here during the 90s or not. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. I would have thought so.
Yeah.
But maybe the annual November trek may have started as early as 2001, which is which is fantastic. So, all right, let's and Henry brought a guitar along, so we're going to have a live performance here. I want to start out. The guys are doing some autographing here on our Minnesota Country Salute CD. We are honored and privileged to have a Blackhawk song on our Minnesota Country Salute CD. So thank you for that. You guys may not know, but you're going to help us raise a bunch of money for Minnesota military families.
And it's a never heard before song.
Right.
So you can't get anywhere but on this record. So you got to buy this record.
But wait, there's more.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
there is. Dave has a piano solo in this song.
Oh. Really? Wow. How did that happen?
They said, could you put piano on there until we get the guitar player in here? And I said, sure.
There.
And then he never came. So
then it worked out.
That's
not true.
It's a song that you guys wrote with another. Who's the third writer on the track?
Wendy
Waldman.
Wendy Waldman, yes.
And
she's a California girl.
Okay. She's written a lot of,
she's
prolific
huge
songwriter.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of pop hits and.
Well, that's kind of where you got your start, Dave, right, with you and Van. Well, when did you guys meet and start writing songs together?
I met Van in 1980. I was in college. Yes, I said it. 1980. And I met him and another guy that were writing for a publisher in Nashville. And that's what I really went to Nashville to do, kind of sort of finish school, but not really. I want to really get in the music business as a writer. And I got my first deal through those guys, through Van, at a publishing company in town, and kicked it off, man. And a few years later, started having some cuts with other artists and kind of paved that way. And we wrote for the pop thing. We wrote for his records. He was on MCA and did a few records for them. And we kind of.
Several of your songs recorded by Restless Heart, right?
Yes, Restless Heart. Tim Dubois and Van and I wrote a bunch of songs, and he decided to put this band together, and he cut some of the songs on the band. And they ended up calling the band. One of the songs we wrote was a song called Restless Heart, and that ended up being the name of the band after they exhausted every possibility in the world. And they were like, well, why not just that song? Why don't that be?
Right.
So, we had a nice run with those guys over the years, man.
Yeah.
A bunch of songs for them.
And I don't know what the set list looks like. We don't want to spoil all the surprises, but I know the last time or two I've seen you, you've done one of the Restless Heart recorded songs that you guys wrote.
Yes, and we've, that one thing in this band we've never done is cover songs as far as filling up our set list. Like, a lot of times when you start, you need to fill up a set list.
Right.
We just said, to heck with that. We're going to do our songs, regardless of whether they're singles or not. They're off the records, and that's what we've always done. But we put this one song in there because Van and I co-wrote it with Tim Dubois, who was the head of Arista, and it was a big song for Restless Heart. And so, we throw it in there, and I get to sing it. So
it's great.
Let's face it. I mean, it was a huge, huge hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people want to hear that song.
Number one hit. Yep.
Yeah.
By anyone.
Right. Especially the guys who wrote it. So then, we found out how you and Van met.
Yes.
And, all the times I've had you on the air with us, Henry, I don't think we've ever talked about when you met or how you guys met and formed. So where did that partnership start?
Well, I started coming. I was in the Outlaws, and we were working on a new album for the Outlaws, and I my manager at the time lived in Nashville, and he said, well, come up. There's some people who you could write with, you know, if you wanted to, you know, stretch out and do something different. So I met Van, and I met Monty Powell, and I met Dave through Van. And I started writing. We wrote some things for an Outlaws record that never really came out. I had left the band before they actually got in the studio. But it put me kind of in the middle of the creative community in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left the Outlaws at the early part of 1989, I started coming up. Well, by the time I got around to wrapping up what I was doing, I started coming up around 90, 91. And Dave and I and Van formed the group just out of, I mean, Tim liked what I was doing. And, of course, he had a relationship with them, and they wanted to form a band. So he said, well,
see what
it
we
would
got.
Make sense for you guys to sing together. And we did, and we wrote a bunch of songs. And, you know, and Steve, who's here with us today, he and I were in the Outlaws together, and he and I wrote a bunch of songs. And he and I and Huey and Dave Dix and Chuck Glass cut a great Outlaws album in L.A. in 1985. So Blackhawk, the band that we have out here now, of course, Dave and I being the core of what Blackhawk is, all these guys on the road with us are people who we've worked with pretty much our entire,
yeah,
you know,
right,
adult
That's
life.
It. Yeah, when you go and even, you know, you have Dale now playing guitar, and Randy's been with you for a number of years. You just changed drummers, though. Monty had been with you forever.
Forever.
And we love Monty. We miss him. But you've got a new drummer. He's the new guy in the group, really.
Yeah. From here.
Oh, he is.
In Minneapolis.
He's from Minnesota, yeah.
Right. Minnesota.
He's our Viking. He's our
nice.
He's a true Jaren Sorensen.
Our Swede.
Yeah, he's
nice.
Swede. He could be on the show Vikings. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I can't wait to meet him later today. Again, we're so thankful that you guys, first of all, taking some time to come today after playing a show late last night. So thank you for that. And, folks, there are literally a few handfuls of tickets left for the show tonight at the Medina Entertainment Center. And I encourage you to make a weekend out of it like I do and come out and join the Outlaws tomorrow night. That's where you get to see world-class guitar playing like
that's
Steve
right.
provides
yes.
Here. He is one of the best, and I don't say that kiddingly.
No.
It is fantastic.
Yes.
It's as much fun to watch the Outlaws show as it is to listen. So, but our focus today on Blackhawk, excuse me, Henry, you guys want to play one in here and see what happens?
Yeah, let's spread it around a little and see
yeah.
what comes out. We're when the moon is bright on a Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face the fact she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say, every once in a while. Every once in a while. She tries to forget, but she hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. The feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight. It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say, every once in a while. Every once in a while. And every once in a while, she calls my name out loud. And when she thinks about us, she'll face the fact she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She
closes her eyes and she smiles. To ask her if she ever still thinks about me, she'll say, every once in a while, every once in a while, every once in a while, every once in a while.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Live on Bob FM Studio B. I have to tell Jeff to turn my mic down. I just, you know, you start singing along, and then I realize, hold on, I have a mic in front of me. I better not do that. We don't want to ruin everything you guys have tried to accomplish at this point. But, all right, thank you for that. Folks, the show tonight at the Medina, don't forget the Plot Hounds, also on our Minnesota Country Salute CD. They kick things off around 8:30. Blackhawk will follow. And again, we have CDs for sale tonight that include the Blackhawk song that Dave and Henry were talking about that is only available on our CD. We really like that. I mean, now we're forcing people to get $10 out of their pocket and pony up, money up.
$10.
Yeah. $10, it's nothing.
I mean, you can't even buy a hamburger for $10.
Right? I know. That's ridiculous. I mean,
there's a lot of songs on there. How many songs are on
22 there? 22 songs, including.
That's worth $20. Come on.
Yeah.
Throw an extra 10 at it.
Well, that money will go directly to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and Tribute to the Troops, our two Minnesota charities. Great. And we're going to play the song off the CD coming up here in just a minute. I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to play one more.
Well, I was going to see if we could funnel some of that money into the dysfunctional road crew that we travel with and see if we can help get them rehabilitated because, I mean, honestly.
We'd have to sell a lot of CDs to fund that account.
The bus.
Right?
The buses are rolling, you know, like
an
asylum.
I can believe that, but I happen to know who leads that asylum. So,
right.
I haven't.
Little Henry and Dale Oliver. They're our resident.
I do believe that.
There's no one can hold a candle to that.
What is the name of the band Little Hank's in again that he plays? And
Billy Crane and the Buzzards.
Billy Crane and the Buzzards.
Right, BCB.
All right. I saw a YouTube video.
The road crew's in it.
Oh, they are. That's right. Isn't
Dave's son plays
Travis
drums.
Travis is in it.
Travis
your sound
and,
guy, yeah.
And Trey, my son.
Your son's in it.
So it's our road band are the Buzzards. Our road crew.
You got to look it up on YouTube. It's pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good. So
yeah, they're really good. They've gotten really good. Billy was very gracious.
I was going to say, if you got Billy Crane in, you want to talk world class guitar playing, Steve-O? That guy can play a little bit.
Yep.
So you want to do one more?
Yeah, one more short one here.
Or you can stay till
no pressure.
Sound check if you want to, but. Yeah, let's try one more. Ladies and gentlemen, live in Studio B, acoustic Blackhawk on Bob.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. And I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I ask, but she never volunteers. And somehow what she never says means more than the other words I hear. Still, she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can't smell the rain. Now every day I brace myself to hear the words I'm scared she's gonna say. And every night I thank the Lord somehow I dodged a bullet one more day. And sometimes there are things a man just knows that he really can't explain. Now, I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can't smell the rain. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
We're growing.
Yeah, the studio audience is growing.
Man. We keep playing, but, and we might get more people.
Right. Thank you guys so much for doing this and for coming up and taking a little time. Tomorrow, before the Outlaw Show, tomorrow afternoon, there's a bowling event, and Lori's listening. She Facebooked me, so she's listening. So I have to reach out and see. We have room for two more teams. If you want to come out and help raise some money, we didn't really mention, I think a lot of people that know you guys and know about the band know that Van Stevenson, who you referred to many times when we were talking about the history of the group, passed away in 2001, mm-hmm. I want to say, of melanoma cancer.
Yes.
And since then, you guys have made it a mission to raise money for cancer research, and it goes to Vanderbilt College, right in Nashville.
The Cancer Research Lab.
And I don't know if you know the dollar figure. It's been a lot, the money that has been raised. Over $300,000. So how cool is that? And and there is a charity bowling event. It's $30 a person, and you bowl for 3 hours. The guys from the band are around. Heckle and make fun of us, and then there's a little gathering afterwards for some prizes, pictures. There's silent auction items. There's a whole bunch of prizes, and Steve
is one of our bowlers.
Bowlers. Yeah, Steve was down there last year.
The Swede will be bowling.
Nice. So
not Dale.
No.
Randy maybe, but he's a little under the weather.
Yeah. So we'll
definitely
see.
Definitely Jaron and Grisham, our youth movement.
Right. Yes.
We send them out to cover our,
More
discretionary physical endeavors. We don't dabble in those.
Yeah, you're going to leave that to the young guys.
No.
Like Steve. So come on out. You can bowl and meet the guys and just hang out for a few hours, and it's a bunch of fun. And my team has won it the last 2 years, so come see what we got. Let's see what you got.
Dethrone the king.
You want some of this?
Dethrone the king of the world.
Right on. Thank you. And anyway, so that's going on. And I'm going to pass the phone number. I'll get it off my phone, and we'll pass it along here after we take a break here and kind of wrap this thing up.
I think there's names of the teams, right? Was it Mark? Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to give away their name? Or is that
no, I think private? It's. I think it's. It lays down the gauntlet pretty early.
Mark and them's team was Down in Frames.
Down in Frames.
Down in Frames. That very clever. You have to have a cool name.
You got
to
have a cool.
Last year they were the Medina Vaginas. I'm just saying.
Well, gosh.
And you should have seen the T-shirts.
Well, thank you for bringing that up.
If you don't have a team, I have a name, and I'll sell it to you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's just about strike.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
okay, now you can't use that. That would cost you a fee,
right.
Some money that would go to the charity.
Your mind in the gutter balls.
That's
right. It is. It's all fun, and there's a lot of cool prizes, door prizes that are given away too. So you can join us tomorrow in the bowling lanes, and then stick around for the Outlaws.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Boys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm glad. My biggest fear was I was going to get in an accident and ruin Blackhawk's band driving my truck, driving you guys over. We made it safe. And with Any Luck at All, we'll make it back to the Medina State.
First Buddy Holly and then
Right. Yeah, right. Great. And everything went to, you know, heck in a handbasket.